This is Charlottesville Tomorrow, an advocate for our future today. Charlottesville Tomorrow is a nonpartisan community organization working on land use, transportation, and community design issues. Visit us on the web at seavilletomorrow.org.
Reporting for Charlottesville Tomorrow, I'm Brian Wheeler. On the morning of August 22, 2008, the South Fork Reservoir Stewardship Task Force met for a field trip led by Kevin Sauer, head coach for the University of Virginia's women's rowing team. Mark Fletcher is associate director of athletics for the University of Virginia. At the first meeting of the task force earlier in August, he suggested the group take a field trip to see firsthand the impact of sedimentation on the reservoir. Fletcher welcomed the task force and local media to the UVA Boathouse and Rowing Center.
Okay, if you want to head down to the docks.
Participants on the tour included Sally Thomas, chair of the task force and a representative for the League of Women Voters. Thomas is also a member of the Albemarle County Board of Supervisors, which was represented by Supervisor Dennis Rooker. Holly Edwards represented Charlottesville City Council. Other task force members and the local media divided up to ride on three powered launches used by UVA's coaching staff.
Five passengers per boat, okay, one driver, and there are life preservers on each of the boats. But let's go ahead and load up the boats. Kevin, what we talked about is heading this way.
Yep.
And then Tom, where's Tom at? Tom, didn't you suggest that we might want to go down this way a little bit?
You want to see the island?
Just that island piece of it?
Yeah, yeah.
So whichever way you want to go first.
We'll go that way first, okay. Yeah.
Coach Sauer has worked on the reservoir since 1988, and he showed the task force areas where sediment has collected over the past 20 years and where aquatic plants have bloomed over the past 2 years. At the time of the tour, the reservoir's water level was 3 feet 2 inches below full. Sauer said he had only seen the reservoir this low once before, and that was during the 2002 drought when he saw the pool drop 6 feet below normal. The combination of sedimentation, aquatic plants, and lower water levels restrict the areas that can be used for the university's rowing teams.
Let me just introduce some people here real quick, you guys. My name is Kevin Sauer. I'm the women's head coach at UVA, and this is Will Oliver. He's the men's head coach. And this is Sarah Cannon. She's the women's novice coach. They're going to be driving the boats for you today. We're not responsible for anything, all right? I just want to say that right now if there's any lawyers in the crowd, all right? We're just going to try to show you obviously downstream is a little deeper, obviously, because of the way the reservoir is. The dam is that way, for those of you that don't know, all right? It's down at the end of Woodburn Road is the dam, and so it's that way about 3,000 meters, okay? And the Raised Ford Bridge, if you know that goes around and goes up to Earliesville, that is about 5,000 meters upstream, okay? There's no way we could even get there today. So that's normally where we go when we actually practice for rowing. But we're not going to need to get 1,000, 1,500 meters this morning because of the water level being down about 3 feet. You can see the water level on the rocks over there. You see the mark over on the rocks. That's about 3 feet. Obviously, you see that our dock is beached. Okay, and as it gets lower and lower, this will just get more and more beached. And at some point, we may have to push it out like we did in 2002 when the water level was down 6 feet. Okay, so the advantage of the water level being down is not good for recreational opportunities, and obviously the volume of the reservoir, but it also shows you what is underneath the water level you couldn't normally see and how shallow it actually is. So we'll just go upstream and try to get as far as we can to show you some of the silting and some of the sandbars and stuff like that as we go upstream, okay? And I try to communicate as we're going upstream the things that I know about the reservoir since I've been here for 20 years. Since I came here to coach in 88. So I try to communicate that to you so you kind of get an idea of what's happened at least in the last 20 years on this reservoir. Okay, any questions so far?
Kevin, just one thing. Yep. At normal levels, you still have concerns about the...
Absolutely.
We're not seeing something so unusual. But...
No. Okay. This doesn't happen very often.
Yes.
This is the lowest I've seen it since 2002. Uh-huh. And before 2002, I've never seen it this low even before. Mm-hmm. in those. So from for 16 years, or for what, 2008, 6 years. So for 14 years, this would have been the lowest I'd seen it in 14 years until 2002. And then 2002 went down 6 feet, okay? And now this is the lowest again since 2002 that I've seen the level of the reservoir, okay? But I think the advantage of being down, if there's one advantage, is this, so you guys can see actually how shallow it is with just down 3 feet, okay? Any questions at all so far? Okay, so do we have a priority as to people that go on?
One quick comment.
Okay, this is sort of a separate little, if anyone can reach any of the grass from the boats.
Yeah.
We've got someone who will try to identify the grass.
Okay.
And that in turn has
it's right there.
Relationship. Yeah. Okay, if it's that easy to get, then don't get it now.
Yeah, but I'm just saying.
Yeah, heads up. All right.
This is the grass that's basically along the shore and upstream where it's shallow. Wherever it's shallow, this grass has been able to get sunlight, obviously, and start to grow. And even if the water level was not down at all, this grass has choked off access about half a mile upstream all the way up to Race Ford for about 2.5 miles. So this is,
yeah,
and this is new.
You know this better than I do, but grass is something that there's not enough of in the Chesapeake Bay, and so people are valuing aquatic grass in general in the watershed. But whether this is an invasive, whether this is something that we should be happy or unhappy about, is one of the things that the Game and Inland Fisheries people are going to help us identify the grasses and get more information about.
There was,
it sounds like no one needs to think about that while they're on the trip because we've got it right here.
Right, right.
And is this the only grass? Is this the grass that's?
This is the grass that's all the way upstream too. And actually, there was somebody that came out last year because we identified it last year for really the first time and started choking off access upstream. And somebody came out and said it was invasive. I don't know if that's the case. I mean, the experts will have to do that, but somebody did identify it last year. So I don't know the actual things there.
Kevin, I got it, and I'm an amateur, but. Diana and I looked at it, and we think it's hydrilla, which is the of the three that are similar to this. This is the invasive, but it'll be good to have
the experts
look at it and confirm it. And when did you first start seeing it?
2 years ago, right? About 2 years ago, we started seeing this upstream where it started to be. Uh-huh. Yep.
And last year, it really got.
It really got bad. Yep.
Bad.
Yeah. Okay, so we get 15 people.
Sauer and the other UVA coaches took the first group of three boats out on their tour. When they returned, two boats were filled again, and I rode with Coach Sauer's as we went upstream from the UVA boathouse on Woodlands Road. Other passengers on this boat were Sandy Houseman, WVTF's Charlottesville Bureau Chief, Mike Gaffney, Chair of the Ravanna Water and Sewer Authority, and Karen Joyner, Executive Director of the Ivy Creek Foundation.
Anybody else?
Thank you so much. We appreciate it. Well, we're right here, right? That's where we are, right here. Okay, we're going this way. We're right here. Yeah, sorry. Yeah. See this? Yeah, we're right there. That's our boathouse right there. And we're going to go this way. Okay. This way is the deeper part. Really can't. You know, show anything because it just basically goes straight down. There's an island we'll show you at the end.
Right around there.
Yep.
Great. Can you get all the way up to Race Ford?
No, not even close. No, we might be able to if it was normal water level. Just want to wait for these guys so we can say it once.
How much clear depth do you need for rowing?
Oh, for rowing? About 4 feet, three or four feet.
Feet.
Yeah. There's plenty of work right here, but it's just like up here, you know, I'll show you what's happened over the years.
How often are you out here?
Every day.
For how long?
From a coaching perspective, a couple hours, twice a day.
No, I mean over what length of time have you been coaching?
Over what length of time? 20 years.
Wow. So again, the general trend is down. You've observed it day to day.
I've observed, like over the years, more siltation, yeah, and I'll show you that.
What kind of problems does that cause for your rowers?
We run aground.
Often?
Sometimes, yeah. dead stand trees right there, right? That's old stand. And this is all new right here. So this, it came out this way and then it kind of came around. This is all in the last 10 or 15 years, all this sedimentation right here. We used to row right through there, right through that low stand of trees. I was just telling these guys, we used to row, see these low stand of trees right here? We used to row right through there 20 years ago. That's all new growth in the last 20 years. And all this here, obviously, we used to row through there. And then we'll go up here and show you the Hurricane Fran. Well, if you look at the farm up here on the left, on the hill, you see the cattle. Those cattle obviously come down to the reservoir to drink and such, and we'll see, you know, sometimes 15 or 20 cows, you know, knee deep or chest deep in the water as we row by. You'll also see this island that's directly in front of us with the grass on it and the logs behind it. There's a major log that's you can't really see and we can't get to now. But that was deposited by, you know, Hurricane Fran in Labor Day of 1996. And since then, everything that's come down from upstream has deposited behind that log and created a huge log jam. And then consequently, now downstream from that, you can see this siltation that's happened behind that jam. And that's what happens with stream flow is it goes around things and deposits sediment on the other side of that obstruction. You also see up here a major stump that's in the middle past the log island here. That happened about 4 or 5 years ago. And that's a tree that's about 5 feet across that was deposited as well. And we were able to cut some of that off and drag it over out of the way. But that's there too. And there's going to be siltation behind that as well coming up if it hasn't started already. From this point forward, because the water level, it used to be 5 or 6 feet when I first got here, and now it's about, you know, anywhere from, you can see some of it's exposed, 2 to 4 feet of water level during normal pool, all the way up to raise ford. Now, because the water level's down about 3 feet, we have anywhere from 0 to 1 foot of water from here to raise ford. So we can't go any further. And normally, under normal water conditions, we can go all the way to raise ford, except for the grasses that you see right in front of you that have been prevalent in the last 2 years or so. And the reason for that is, as far as I know, is because it's shallow enough now, or less water volume now, that the sunlight can get to the bottom of the reservoir and allow the grasses to grow. So wherever there's enough depth in the reservoir, the grasses don't grow. So it really does expose where it's really been shallow all the time is where you see the grasses grow along the banks. And you don't see any of the grasses grow down where our dock is and downstream from there. But as you go along the banks and then upstream, you'll see where it's shallow where the grasses are growing. So these grasses right now are actually depressed down 3 feet. When it's 3 feet higher, the grasses grow up to the water level and they've still got enough shallow water so that the sun can feed that. And so now the grasses are just folded over as the water level goes down because they're not strong enough to actually stand up. So I think that's a really good indicator. It's like what's the real depths here. You're looking about 3 feet to 4 foot of depth from there up as far as water level. You're going to, or shallower from that, you're going to see the grasses grow. And that's kind of an indicator of the depth. So you can see up here it's grasses all the way across, all the way up to Raise Ford Bridge.
Mm-hmm.
Two or three years, yeah. In this area, it happened a little bit sooner upstream where it's more river-like, where it's a little bit shallower. But down this far, it's only been 2 or 3 years. So again, either there's some invasion or enough shallowness that's fed that. But obviously, it's been, you know, 3 feet or 4 feet, you know, for more than 2 or 3 years. So there's something that's happened here as well that's caused the grasses to grow. And we don't know, as we said before, whether it's invasive or what it is, but it's all over the place, obviously. Somebody asked a question, like, you know, what does that do? Besides, you know, forget the rowing, what does that do, you know, as far as access? Well, you can't get through it. And also it does take up volume. You know, it's not silt, it's not mud, but it does take up volume of the water. So I question these grasses and such, what are they doing? I don't know. And that's what a biologist needs to talk about or experiment with. But obviously it's taking up space. You can see it right here in the reservoir. So is it causing a volume problem as well? I don't know.
Are there times of year when it smells?
Oh, yeah. In the summer, it smells pretty bad sometimes. But it's not too bad. It's mainly stagnation, just like any pond. If it's stagnant, if the water's not moving, it's just sitting there, then that's when it smells the worst. But obviously, if there's some rains and stuff like that, just like any place else, you know, if you have a pond in your house and, you know, if it's just sitting there stagnant, it starts to smell. Same thing with this.
After traveling upstream about 1.5 miles, our boats turned around. We traveled back downstream, past the boat dock, and under the Earliesville Road Bridge that crosses the reservoir. Sauer stopped the boats near an island of sediment. With the low water conditions, the island was connected all the way to the shore, a condition Sauer said previously took a 6-foot drop in the water level to be visible.
Okay, so if you look at this island right here, everything from here on is like pretty deep because the dam is like 40 or 45 feet, whatever it is. Down, another mile and a quarter down is the dam. This island, for example, in 2002 is when we had the huge drought where the reservoir level went down 6 feet, and that's the most it's ever been since 66. This is the second lowest I've seen it since I've been here in 20 years. And you see that it's all the way across from the shore all the way to the island there. And we have those white poles that are marking the island for us under normal water conditions. And the water is about just over the top of that, the hill part of the island there. But in 6 years ago, even in 6 years, there's enough silt that it took the reservoir to go down 3 feet, or 3 feet more, for us to see that exposure of land there from the left shore where the church is all the way to the island. And I think that's significant. If just for example, you guys, 6 years ago, when the reservoir level was down 3 more feet, that's what it took to expose that land from the left shore to the island. So in other words, what we're seeing right now at 3-foot level is about what we saw at 6-foot level 6 years ago. Okay? So it's not just up there that we're seeing this siltation. We're seeing it even down here, this far down the downstream.
Ivy Creek, probably.
Well, Ivy Creek, and yeah, probably because it's silted too, filtered too much by the time it gets here from Meacham's, right? But Ivy Creek is. Like when you drive across the bridge when there's a heavy rain, you'll see a definite line, a mud line from Ivy Creek to the reservoir until it filters in.
Yeah.
So Sally's probably correct that this is probably getting siltation from Ivy Creek. Now, you know, we can, normal water levels, we can row through there barely, okay? When I first got here, it was not an issue at all. And that island, even 6 years ago when it was 6 feet down, was about the same size as it is now at 3 foot down.
That's a really good indication.
Okay, so that's what I'm saying, is it's kind of a microcosm, I think, of the whole place. And that's why I wanted to show you that. So I think that's an interesting thing. So, and then from here on, you guys, from here on, because the banks are like this on both sides, I mean, it's pretty good. And also, as Sally said, it's just the sedimentation from upstream is not going to be, unless it's really flowing hard, is probably not going to reach this as readily as it does upstream, except for Ivy Creek, which is something that I don't know a lot of people have really thought about. So I don't know. So that's that.
Has anyone attempted to gauge how much of this is sedimentation versus drought? In other words, how much is the water down versus the bottom being up?
Well, that's what I was just saying. That this is, yeah, because 6 years ago, this is what this looked like at 6 feet down.
Right.
The 2008, it looks the same at 3 foot down. So that answers your question right there. All right.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Big step.
Sally Thomas said it was her first trip like this on the reservoir, and that the group was still in a fact-finding mode to collect information for their work. Thomas said the next meeting of the task force would be in September 2008. Thank you for listening to this report from Charlottesville Tomorrow.